From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, March 12, 2026.
This Day in Maine is made possible in part by Now You're Cooking. Celebrating 26 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath. Open 7 days a week.
Governor Janet Mills is asking lawmakers to set aside additional money for services provided to crime victims, for highway maintenance and other programs as lawmakers consider a host of changes to the state's budget. Kevin Miller has more.
The governor's latest budget proposals would tap into roughly $9 million in additional tax revenues that are projected to flow into the state's coffers through next fiscal year, while pulling in more than $8 million that is no longer needed for debt service. The governor wants to use $6 million to fill a federal funding shortfall in programs that support survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and elder abuse. But Mills also proposed a one-time transfer of $13 million to the state's highway fund to offset an anticipated slowdown in tax revenues into that account. State lawmakers have yet to make a final decision on key provisions in the governor's earlier budget proposals, including $300 rebate checks to many taxpayers and extending the free community college program. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
New data show that about half as many homes are available for sale today in Maine as compared to 7 years ago. As Nicole Ogrisco reports, rents throughout the state have risen sharply as a result.
According to the nonprofit Pew Charitable Trust, Maine's housing inventory has dropped by nearly 50% since 2019. During an event Thursday morning with the Portland Regional Chamber of Commerce, the trust's Alex Horowitz said the collapse in Maine's home inventory has driven up prices and created a seller's market.
Rents work exactly the same way. When rental availability gets low, that's a landlord's market, and rents go up.
In Maine, Horowitz says rents have increased 33% on average over the last 6 years. The data also show that about 70% of households in Maine are small, with just one or two people. According to the trust, that's the third smallest average household size in the country, behind North Dakota and Vermont. Horowitz says that's notable because much of Maine's housing stock was designed for larger households. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nicole Ogrisco.
Republican Senator Susan Collins' campaign is pushing back against concerns raised by the Maine Nurses Association and others about the donations she's received from Palantir Technologies. Palantir is the tech company powering ICE surveillance. At a press conference Thursday, Maine nurses urged Collins to donate the money she's received to immigrant organizations. A spokesperson for Collins' campaign noted that of the $105,000 Collins received from the company, all but $5,000 went to Pine Tree Results Super PAC, which Senator Collins has no control over and cannot legally coordinate with. Jessica Richardson of the Maine Nurses Association says Collins could do more to separate herself from the company.
She can make a statement, she can come out vocally, and she can put her own money where her mouth is. If she can't get back the money that's donated on her behalf, why doesn't she donate some of her own money?
Collins' campaign also noted that the Maine State Nurses Association has officially endorsed Graham Plattner, a Democratic candidate running against Collins. The Maine Commission on Indigent Legal Services is short $13 million to finish the 2025-2026 fiscal year and says it won't be able to pay its attorneys until July unless emergency appropriations are made. Executive Director Frayla Tarpinian says she's hopeful that a bill to fund her agency, now supported by House members, will win final approval in the legislature.
So I know that people who are very in tune with how this works and are very well-versed in how the budgets come together are thinking about how to get this funded quickly. And that gives me a lot of hope that it will be done right.
Tarpinian says the bill also asks for $9 million to fund a shortfall in fiscal year 2026-2027. The war in Iran is causing a spike in energy prices around the world, and home heating oil is no exception. According to the Maine Department of Energy Resources, between March 2nd and March 9th, prices jumped by over 22% from a statewide average of $3.94 per gallon to $4.83 per gallon. Applications for financial assistance for heating oil are still available from the Home Energy Assistance Program through May 29th. Unionized employees of the Portland Water District say they voted down the latest contract proposal following more than a year and a half of negotiations. According to a press release, of the 68 members of the Teamsters 340 union workforce who voted on the contract, only four voted in favor. Union members are calling for more regular conversations with management and the Board of Trustees on issues of pay. New data centers could be blocked from tax breaks for business equipment and job creation under a new bill under consideration by Maine lawmakers. Senator Nicole Grahowski, a Democrat from Ellsworth, says the incentives were never designed for computing facilities that power AI and other programs.
If data centers belong in our conversations about economic development, let's make that case deliberately and design something that works for Maine people, Maine communities, and our fiscal future.
A panel of Maine lawmakers recently advanced a temporary moratorium on new large data centers as a state commission studies the issue. The measure faces additional votes in the House and Senate. The American Civil Liberties Union of Maine is suing the city of Sanford for records about instances in which local police cooperated with federal immigration agents. The lawsuit is part of a statewide effort by the ACLU to obtain information about traffic stops and other incidents that led to local police turning someone over to Border Patrol or Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The ACLU said in a written statement Thursday that the Sanford Police Department is, quote, improperly denying public records by not complying with a Freedom of Access Act request. A new state law aimed at restricting informal cooperation between local police and federal immigration agents is set to go into effect this summer. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 tomorrow morning, the perception of time. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.